Hello, fellow geeks. Welcome to our den. This is the very first episode of our brand new podcast, Lovely Girls Who Geek. I'm one of your hosts, Love, and I'm joined by my friend and geek twin, Lee.
Hello, hello. We've been looking forward to this show for quite some time, and now it is here. I can't believe it.
Neither can I. I cannot believe this. So today we're going to be discussing the very popular, highly watched Disney Plus animated reboot of X-Men entitled X-Men 97.
Let's get into it. So as of this recording, there has been 3 episodes that's dropped. Let's start off by discussing our favorite scenes from each episode.
Yes. So Lee, what was your favorite episode, moment from episode 1 or scene?
So for me, my favorite episode or scenes from episode 1, there's so much. I really love like episode 1 just overall of the introduction or reintroduction of the characters, the animation, all of it. But probably my favorite of all time scene is, I like the club scene with Jubilee and Rodrigo, okay, where they're dancing.
That was a cool scene, and that was dope, and that was a departure from what anything we've seen in previous animations, I thought at least. That was a really good scene.
Yeah, I just really loved it because there's like 3 different color dynamics going on in that one scene. Like you have the colors of their clothes, you have the colors of the lights from the club lights going, strobing, and then you have the part when she displays her powers in this those color dynamics, and they're all going on together in one scene. So I thought that was very impressive to show like how great the animation has come.
Oh, the animation has come very, very far since we've seen the original version of the show in the 90s. Anything else you want to say before I get into mine?
No, what's your favorite parts?
Okay, before I get into my favorite part though, I have to say X-Men was my introduction into geek culture, comic book world. I remember coming home from school, turning on Fox Kids and watching X-Men. They had the other show, Spider-Man and all that, but X-Men just stuck out to me.
Was it the characters or like what stuck out to you?
I think it had to do more with them being different and going through that whole struggle of them being different and trying to be accepted by humans and them dealing with bullying and all that stuff. Because I was going through that as a child. So I just thought, I don't know, I think I connected with that. So I just had to say that because X-Men holds a special place in my heart. So I'm very excited about this series. But for the first episode, my favorite scene is going to be Storm, who's my absolute favorite character of the show, of the comic, my favorite superhero, like, point blank period. She finally, I think, in this first episode, got her time to shine. And they say she's an Omega level threat mutant. And I really, really appreciated that because in other versions, they nerf her. So that was my favorite scene.
I will say that like part of my favorite, well, overall, what I love the most about this new X-Men version is that some of the characters that there were joked or not seen as strong, I guess, say mutants. Storm was one of them. Like I just did a rewatch of the original series before I got into X-Men 97 when it dropped, and I did not like how Storm always, like, she would do a couple of wind and some rain, and then one zap from, like, a sentinel or something, and she was down. Or they played up a lot of her fear of being in tight spaces, like claustrophobia, and that came up a lot. And I just remember thinking, having read some of the comic books, it's like, she shouldn't be, like, taken out so quickly or on the bench. And like you said, right out of the gate on episode 1, they definitely showed that Storm was, you know, she's a badass bitch. I appreciate, like you said, them showing her absolute power. She is a Omega level mutant, and they definitely showed it in the first episode. So that was great to see. That was one of the upgrades, I would say, from this new series, along with their depiction of Cyclops, who is usually the leader of the team in the field. Yes. And for me, I wasn't a fan of Cyclops. I really wasn't. But this first episode definitely defined why he is the leader of X-Men. And it it put some respect on his name, on not just his leadership skills, but also his skill set with using his power. That his power is more than just, as some people have said, laser out of his eyes. So that was cool to see.
Yeah, honorable mention definitely goes out to Cyclops. They definitely gave him his flowers. Him using his optical blast to move around in a battle. Him using his optical blast to stop himself from when he was free falling from the plane. I was just like, oh my God, they finally made him look cool. They always gave him muscles.
He definitely did a bomb ass superhero landing. But it also, for me, like, it made me think of Dragon Ball Z and some anime shows like that, of just, you know, having this super power that, you know, you can clear an entire desert land. Like, that was really impressive. And the confidence that he exuded throughout that first episode was definitely, like, because that was the other thing I didn't like. As a little part of his core character is that he sometimes is unsure of himself and not as confident. So I appreciate seeing, you know, everybody flying in the air, and then when everyone else has been rescued, he's like, all right, see you on the ground. Like, because when I was watching it, I was like, what does he mean? Like, no one's here to catch him. What is he about to do? And then he just, boom, lands himself. So that was great.
That was great too. And then I'm thinking about that scene though. Did Storm rescue anyone, or did she just land?
She did. Her and Rogue had a little key moment, like, you know, we're falling, but we can fly. Let's, you know, get into this. And her and Rogue take off, and Storm grabs Gambit, and Rogue goes after Beast, and I want to say, not Wolverine, and not Morph. Morph changed himself to Angel. Into Archangel and saved Wolverine. But I believe Rogue saved Beast and
Bishop.
Yes, Bishop. I was gonna say, okay. I was like, it's right there on my tongue.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought that was dope too. So there was a lot of great moments. A lot of great moments.
Like I said, I think out of the three so far, episode one is still my favorite, because it just overall is a very tight, cohesive, action-packed, emotional, just all around very tight-knit episode.
Right. So was there anything that you didn't like? Was it your least favorite moment in episode one?
I don't know. Like I said, it's my favorite episode so far out of the three. So I don't think so. Yeah. Like, I mean, they got pretty much all the detail time. Like, it's right after the continuation from the last, like, from the very last episode of the last show. It jumps right in. There's no gap, so that's great. I even like the small little details of showing the 90s era, from the clothing to the jargon. Right. You know, Jubilee's like, oh, that's Bishop's bling. Like, it felt like no time has changed. Like, I'm 7 years old again. Not, you know, like 30.
Right.
Watching this show. So
I have to say, I don't remember season 5 of the original show, because that was such a weird season because of how they switched animation and all that. But I mean, so I would have to rewatch it, and then I'd be like, okay, yeah, they did, you know, they didn't take a beat or miss a step. But I don't know. I did not want Mohawk Storm. Love long haired Storm. One thing I did notice, though, in my rewatch, maybe I'm wrong, her eyes do not light up white enough for me. So I have to say, maybe that was one of the criticisms.
Yeah, I don't know. I go back and forth with that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really like that her eyes go white when she is when she is doing her powers, but I also kind of don't like that she has blue eyes. So I it's both are kind of like I don't know. It's like, oh, it's obvious she's using her powers right now because her eyes are white. But yeah, I don't know. I
always thought that was such a cool, you know, what you call it, feature of her powers, that they kind of gloss over and become cloudy, no matter what, you know, element of weather she's going to do. So, yeah, I mean, I like the lightning. Like, it was like a long lightning bolt coming from her eyes when she was doing all her stuff. Storm is, oh, God, when she does the speeches, people get on her, but that's just how she talks. She's a goddess, so I love it.
Well, but, I would have to say, I do like the improvement of her speeches were very, like, basic in the original ones. Yes, it was like, yes. Wind, help me now, where they put a little flavor on these new ones, you know, like when she comes in to take out the sentinel, she's like, ancient sands, heed me to get rid of this hatred of machinery, so to speak. Like, it flows and connects, and it's like, okay, yeah, this, you know, it doesn't, you know, because I got annoyed with that in the original series. It's like, girl, who talks like this? Like, like, it's not even a part of, like, from where she's from or anything. It's just, yeah, but they've made it a little more, like, it doesn't stand out so much to me.
Yeah, but they weren't as great in the original. These have more power behind them. And then, you know, of course, she didn't act like that in any of the movies. Everyone gets on her about her toad line, which, I mean, I thought it was still cool. I mean, everyone harps on the toad line, but I'm like, did y'all see the sequence before that? Like, she came out the elevator, she created a hurricane, and she, like, did all that. And I thought that was dope.
Yeah, but I'm never going to be one of those people to hate too much on the X-Men movies. Like, those were kind of, like, for me, the beginning of superhero movies during that time, so I'm a bit nostalgia about it. I liked it.
People say those movies re-ushered in the superhero genre, because of course we had like 90s Batman and all that, but X-Men really set it off and took it to a whole nother level. And I remember when X-Men came out in 2000 and everybody was like, oh my god, what is this? It was like, it was amazing.
It was. I appreciate all three. I know people are like, oh, that last one, but I appreciated all of them. So,
yeah,
but this animation is definitely far ahead of the original animated show and the X-Men. Like, this show is definitely, like, you could tell the people who did the animation and the writers and even the people who are voicing the characters, like, they did their homework and they have a lot of love for this content, and it's definitely taken a lot of stuff from the comic books, which I've read quite a few, and I'm like, oh yeah, like, I feel like that meme of Leo DiCaprio, like, pointing at the screen watching
X-Men 97,
like, yeah, I'm like, oh, and that's like, so I'm enjoying it,
right? Or Captain America, I did that reference.
Right.
Okay.
Like, so episode two.
Yes. Mutant Liberation. Your favorites? That was called Mutant Liberation Begins. And episode two, again, I'm going to go to my favorite character. She actually, Magneto was serving in this episode. So
I was going to say, Magneto is everything. Like, the end of episode one, where he's like, actually, this is my house. You know, like, y'all belong to me. And I think it's perfect because Magneto in a lot of the comics, he is extra, like, just sassy and, you know, not arrogant, but he's also mega level mutant. So, like, the arrogance is, like, warranted. Like, he is about that life. So, I agree. Magneto is, like, the MVP of episode two for me.
His sassiness, like you said, is great. I did not expect him to do Magneto and Rogue, little romance. This little triangle is about to, I know people are for it.
That was shocking to me, but I did a little research and found out that that is something that is canon in some of the comic books. So I was like, okay, but I'm not a fan of it because I am all day, every day, Rogue and Gambit, like, for life. So, but I'm open to seeing where this goes. Like, I don't really want a full triangle, but if there's a little angst, I'm here for it. So,
I enjoyed that. His everything. There was no, like, standout scene. I guess maybe the standout scene is actually tying into my least favorite scene of episode two is. It is Storm losing her powers. I know it's canon. I know what happens that she goes on this amazing arc. But I felt like it was just so soon on episode two. And I guess maybe they had to nerf her a bit to deal with what they had coming. But yeah, it was that was hard. I mean, it's hard for some people to connect to animation emotionally. I can't easily watch animation and get emotional. So when she lost her powers and she's like, I can't feel the moisture in the air. Right? Nothing. The weather's no longer talking to me. And I just felt so bad. But then Magneto just, he got so angry and did what he did. I love that moment. So I loved it and hated it.
My favorite moments, like I said, Magneto was absolutely great. MVP. I love his lines. Oh, to play by the rules and still they come for you. And I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, that was so, the bit like, petty bitch on his side. My also favorite scene, which is random, but this is just me. The end, of course, when Jean, the real Jean, shows up.
Yeah.
But what gets me is when the camera turns on Cyclops, Cyclops immediately looks at the baby and back at the real Jean as to be like, oh shit, whose baby is this? Like, like, who did I just, like, what is, oh man, like, I was dying laughing, like, really, Scott? Like, you immediately, and thinking, kind of, like, it felt like he's kind of like, I just got caught cheating, and this baby is pure evidence that I just cheated on my wife. Like, he wanted to yuck the baby, just, like, right in those, like, 10 seconds of seeing the real Jean. And then, you know, the clone, Madeline, in the back has kind of, like, what the fuck on the look of her face. So I just thought that was hilarious. But, yeah, those were my two favorite.
A funny moment for me was when she went into labor. It's coming. And Wolverine's like, Apocalypse? She's like, baby!
Yeah.
That was funny. That was funny.
That was good. And I, even though we don't find out that she's not really Jean until later, but I also love that it showed the strength of her characters, because I also feel like Storm and Cyclops, they kind of nerfed Jean in the original anime show. Only until she gets to be the Phoenix, they let her be super powerful. But right. I love these little scenes where they show Jean's power, at least at the time that we thought she was Jean. Just the small, she's going through labor cramps, but she still has the power to, like you said, throw Wolverine his keys and coat. And also when Wolverine is driving down the sidewalk, like almost mowing people down, she's still going through labor cramps, and she's still having the power and control to move people out of the way so Wolverine doesn't murder them. Like, I just, so little things is like that that I enjoy. It's like, oh yeah, she too is an Omega level mutant, and it just, adds to her character.
Right. So there was nothing that you didn't enjoy or whatever about this episode? Like, it's all great.
Let's see. What I didn't like in the second episode, I guess, I didn't like, which I guess is all a part of the, I don't know, it's, like I said, I'm liking the storyline, but I guess I didn't like that they were doing this clone thing immediately, because it kind of makes the audience think back now of, like, well, when did this switch happen? Because clearly she was pregnant for 9 months, and so, like, where did this other girl come from?
Right.
So to speak, like, I wasn't expecting, like, I know of the storyline, but that was kind of sudden. So I guess I felt like how you felt when they were doing the Storm lost their powers.
Right.
When the other Jean showed up, I'm like, oh, we're doing the clone thing too, which I kind of thought when I saw the trailer and saw that Jean was pregnant. I was like, oh, we're doing the clone storyline.
Okay, so moving on to episode 3, Fire Made Flesh. What was your favorite moments?
Morph. I am loving, he's another character that is getting his time to shine. We don't really see much of Morph in the original series, and then when we do, he's kind of just like, I don't know, he's kind of like a hyena. Like, he just there to laugh and say a couple lines that aren't all that funny, and then he's missing through, like, majority of the series until he comes back and he's used more of, like, as a plot device than an actual character. But in this season, or this show so far, we're getting to see a little more of his characterization. I don't like his, where he has like just the putty face. That's what I call it. Like from like the Power Rangers. Power Rangers. Like his face is just like, it doesn't really have any shape, but I kind of understand why he wouldn't want to have his face be the original face from the original series where he was used by Sinister. But I am loving the sass. You know, I love how he just goes Wolverine about his obsession with Jean. Mm-hmm. And my absolute favorite part was when him and Wolverine and Gambit were leaving out of the danger room from a session, and they're like, oh, let's schedule another session. He's just going through the calendar, and he's like, oh man, look at all these session Rogues has with Magneto, and just to push Gambit's buttons. Like, it's so sassy, and like, I absolutely love it. And a little surprise characterization I'm seeing is he might have a thing for Wolverine, which
I was gonna say that.
Feels like out of nowhere, but I'm here for it. Like, I'm open to it. Let's go.
He sees Wolverine showering and gets a little smirk on his face, and he does.
He gets a little excited, and I'm like, oh, okay. Which, you know, for me, like, okay, that makes sense. They're X-Men. X-Men is supposed to represent all of the marginalized people. So, yes, there has to be somewhere on this team who is gay. Like, duh. So, yeah, I enjoyed that little tidbit. Yeah, those are my favorites.
I with Morph, he was great. I know he doesn't want to use that face, stuff. I don't know why. Like, you know, it shows his trauma from Sinister. Mm-hmm. But I also took it as maybe he uses the putty face. Because he does morph into so many different other people, that what is his identity now?
Mm.
So I think it could go both ways. I don't recall that he is able. I know he can look like other people, but can he also can do their powers and he has their skill set?
Yeah, that was like an adaptation or like a slight change to his powers,
right?
Because in the original series, he just turns into people and makes you think that they're somebody else. But I don't remember him using other people's powers.
Right. That's almost like Mystique. Because Mystique can change. But then, like, she could change and then she'll get Wolverine's claws or something like that. So that's why when Morph changes, I'm like, oh, he can fly? Just because he changed into Archangel, or, like, when he changes to Psyche, I'm like, where do you get the swords from? So it's But I'm here for it, but I just don't remember if he was able to do that originally or if they just made that change for this show. But one of my favorite moments, I love the Goblin Queen. Anytime Jean is evil and they let her use her full powers, because she is always so like weak and fainting and everything like you mentioned, I like her more as a villain, whether it's the Phoenix or the Goblin Queen, because she doesn't hold back. Like, she was like, oh, I'm going to make Magneto my puppet. And then, like, she wiped the blood from her lip, from her face on her lips, and kissed Scott. And she was just going in. Her outfit looked great.
That
her hair looked great.
Say my name, Scott. Like, yeah. Like, bitch. She is like, join this. So, yeah, I agree.
I know we're running low on time. So, is there anything that you didn't like about episode 3?
I didn't like Cyclops walking away from his kid or Madeline. Like, I understand it was a lot to process and take in, but I thought that was such a bad move. Like, it was like really, Scott? Like, it was very immature that, like, it's hard. You got to say goodbye to your kid, but you didn't even say goodbye to Madeline. Jean said goodbye to Madeline, which I was like, that's crazy.
Especially after him saying, I'm not going to abandon my son and make this whole speech and then walk away two
and
seconds
And he literally
later.
Abandons his son.
Like, okay.
Within 10 seconds. Scott, that wasn't cool.
Also, I'm kind of over Wolverine's love for Jean. I think it's so played out. I'm just so tired of seeing it. Especially when he has other arcs where he does have other love interests. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Storm.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite episodes, is him and Storm. But in the year of 2024, to be simping after Jean, who's like fully married and now, well, she didn't have a baby, but, you know, it's weird. It's uncomfortable. I'm not a fan of it too much either.
But, how would you rate the show so far? And what are you looking forward to?
10 out of 10. Looking forward to seeing Storm get her powers back or show her abilities without them. And they are throwing a lot more curveballs than expected. So, how about you?
I completely agree, too. I would give it a 10 out of 10. Like, it was almost, like, perfect. And I don't want to say it's perfect. And then if we have to come back and talk about the show again, and then we're like, what the hell happened? But, like, so far, we're on episode 3, and I'm giving it a 10 out of 10. And again, of course, I'm looking forward to Storm's arc over this. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do with Gambit, Rogue, and Magneto. I'm also interested in hoping that they use Jubilee more, and we can see her do some more things, because she always is just, like, there, kind of not there. Her and Sunspot are going to have some, like, things going on. So I'm just really looking forward to everything. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So that is all the time we have for today's episode, geeks. Thank you so much for hanging in there and joining us. This was so much fun. I want to thank my twin so much, because I'm having fun getting all this creativeness that I have in my head out. And join us for our next episode. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yes, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and our website for updates on upcoming shows, special guests, and geek reviews on comics, movies, TV shows, food, just about anything.
All right. Love signing out.
And I'm Lee. See you next time.